Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. Reading rainbow, I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. Reading rainbow, I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
Hi there. You're just in time because I'm about to give Rachel her bottle. Rachel is a baby manatee, and she lives here at SeaWorld of Florida. Manatees are mammals, so babies like Rachel need lots of milk. Rachel gets 3 bottles a day, and she loves to be fed. Just look at her go. She'll drink every drop. The first time you see a manatee, you might think they're strange looking. Manatees have tails that are wide and flat, and big round bodies and flippers to steer them through the water. Adult manatees spend their time grazing on underwater plants. I guess that's why they're called sea cows.
Thanks, Amy.
When Rachel was 1 week old, she was hit by a boat. She was rescued and brought here to SeaWorld, and she's lived here ever since. Now, one of the first manatees ever rescued anywhere was a curious young sea cow named Sam. He poked his nose into an underwater sewer pipe, and he couldn't get out. His story is told in this book, Sam the Sea Cow.
Sam, the Sea Cow, by Francine Jacobs. Illustrations by Laura Kelly. Read by Jason Robards. Spring comes to southern Florida. A huge gray animal moves slowly down a river toward the sea. It is a shy, harmless manatee. On her back, the manatee carries a brand new calf, just born. His name will be Sam. The manatee rises, so her calf's head is above the water. The calf breathes in. He breathes out. Even though a manatee lives in the water, it breathes air, just like you and me. Sam's mother ducks him and lifts him, and ducks him and lifts him. She teaches him to breathe in the air and hold his breath underwater. Sam finds a place beneath his mother's flipper when he is hungry. He sucks her warm milk. Manatees are mammals, so they feed their babies milk from their bodies. Sam looks like his mother. He has little round eyes and a small head. He hears sounds, but he has no outside ears. Sam's body is shaped like a big pear. He swims with his 2 mitten-shaped flippers. Later, he will learn to use his tail. One day, Sam hears a strange noise. He lifts his head to look.
Eep! Eep!
His mother squeals to warn him.
Bam, 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 bam.
Too late! A motorboat hits Sam. The propeller cuts him. Motorboats are manatees' worst enemies. Sam's wound leaves a scar between his eyes. It will be there for the rest of his life. In the fall, Sam and his mother swim up a river to warmer waters. Alligators snooze on the shore. Long-legged herons wade in the mud. Sam eats plants like other manatees. Sam pokes his whiskered face into some hyacinths. Munch, 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 munch. Every 5 minutes, Sam comes up to breathe. And sometimes he pops up near fishing boats and surprises the fishermen. Sam leaves his mother when he is 2 years old. Like other manatees, he spends the next few years swimming along the seacoast in the warm months and returning to the rivers in the cooler season. When Sam isn't eating, he goes exploring. He swims around wooden pilings. He searches under old piers. One day, Sam swims into a big, round cement pipe. He squirms half in, but then he can't get out again. Sam is stuck in a sewer drain. People hear Sam's cries. They try to help him, but Sam can't be moved from the drain. Someone calls the Seaquarium. They pull Sam out of the sewer and take him to the Seaquarium. Sam has a new home now. He lives in a round cement pool. Soon, Sam is feeling well again, but there is nothing for him to explore here. Even when Sam is put in a pool with other manatees, he is lonely. The keepers finally decide to return him to a river. Sam is lifted to a truck and taken to an airplane. The pilot flies Sam to Crystal River, 600 miles away. Other manatees are swimming in the river.
Eep, eep, eep.
Sam calls them. He flips his tail and swims to them. One manatee turns to face Sam. She puts her snout right up to Sam's. They rub noses. They rub whiskers. They swim off together. Goodbye, Sam.
When a manatee is saved, it takes a team of experts and a lot of muscle power to do the job. And there are a lot of people right here at SeaWorld and other places around Florida ready to save an injured manatee on a moment's notice. When a manatee is hit by a speeding boat, a rescue team races to the scene of the accident. They must act quickly and get the animal out of the water so that its injuries can be treated. This manatee was struck by a spinning propeller. Each emergency is different. That's why teamwork and fast thinking are so important. This manatee, like Sam the sea cow, is stuck in a drain pipe. Because he's frightened and in pain, the rescue team must be careful not to hurt him. Crews often use ordinary fishing nets to pull a manatee to safety. But when a net won't do, they bring in the heavy equipment.
Okay. Watch it.
As soon as a manatee is out of the water, it's carried to the back of a waiting truck.
Set, go.
A manatee ambulance.
hurt animal is taken to a special place to rest and recover. This is Homosassa Springs. Injured manatees come here for a little tender, loving care.
They'll come up to you if you're not aggressive toward them.
Park Ranger Betsy Durth and veterinarian Mark Lau work with them every day.
This is remarkable. I've never been around this many huge animals in the water before. How big are some of the manatee here?
The male manatees, when they're adults, run about 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. The females run in the neighborhood of about 2,000 pounds.
That's a lot of weight. These animals are really, really large. You know, Dr. Mark, a lot of people don't think that manatees are very attractive looking, but I find them really beautiful.
Right. Well, I think the thing about manatees is they're so ugly, they're cute.
And these marks on Amanda's back, they kind of look like scars.
That's right, LeVar, they are. At times, their curiosity has gotten them into trouble, getting entangled in crab trap lines, and also getting too near boats and getting injured from the boat propellers.
From propellers.
And that's one of the major causes of manatee injuries is boating.
They get too close to these boats and their propellers cut into their skin.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can see the several lines in a row there.
Right.
These scars right here, she got being hit by a boat, and those scars she'll have the rest of her life. All these white marks right here are the scars.
Now, Betsy, what's on the menu today? What are we feeding these manatees?
Okay, these biscuits right here are monkey biscuits. These are vitamin mineral biscuits. We give them lettuce, cabbage, and carrots here.
They're vegetarians.
They are vegetarians, right? Out in the wild, of course, they don't get lettuce. They eat the hydrilla grass and hyacinths that grow out in the river. They like to eat. They can spend most of their day eating, sleeping, and playing.
Not a bad way to live, huh?
Right.
Eat, sleep, and play all day. So let's talk about where the manatee come from, Dr. Mark. They're descended from which animal, do we think?
We think they're descended from the elephant.
Uh-huh.
It's their closest relative on land. And they have a upper lip that's very similar to an elephant's trunk. It's called prehensile, meaning that it will grab. And here we go with one reaching and grabbing.
Yeah.
You see how they're reaching with that? Just very similar to an elephant would reach and grab something.
With the end of his trunk.
Right.
He has that they're like almost fingers, sort of.
Right.
Yeah. And then, of course, the flippers and the nails on the flippers.
Right.
They look like elephants' toes,
right.
Don't they?
Right. The very small nails, very similar to the elephants.
I just love the way their skin feels, don't you?
Isn't it neat? And they do have sparse body hairs that very difficult to see, but along their back, you'll see some very fine hairs.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that makes them a mammal,
body hair.
Huh? Right.
Uh-huh. Now, manatees hold their breath like we do, don't they?
Right. Just as they go underwater, you will notice there's a little valve on the nostril that closes.
Uh-huh.
And this keeps the water out of their nose. They breathe about every 3 to 5 minutes on the average.
Oh, yeah. There he is breathing. And then he goes back down again. Now, their tails are really huge and flat, almost like a beaver's tail.
Right. They use this tail to propel themselves through the water. Especially when you're looking at a 2,000-pound manatee, they need a large tail to push them through the water.
About how many manatees are left, Dr. Mark?
The latest figure we had was around 1,450-some manatees in Florida.
Uh-huh. That's not an awful lot, is it?
Not very many.
They don't have really any natural enemies, do they?
No, other than man.
You know, Dr. Mark, they're really gentle creatures. That's, I think, the most amazing thing for an animal this size. They seem to be just so gentle and loving.
Call them gentle giants.
Gentle giants is exactly what they are.
When a manatee playfully tumbles in the water, it's a sign he's healthy again. That's when he's ready to return to the wild. Meet Barnacle Bill. 18 months ago, this manatee was hit by a speeding boat. Since then, he has been recovering here at SeaWorld. Today, he's finally going home, and Bill needs the help of every member of the team to make it to his release site, including me.
Coming up. coming up. Okay? How's he look?
Leaving SeaWorld, Bill is lowered to the ground for one last checkup.
Okay, Bill. Okay.
Veterinarian Mark Walsh and I examine Bill to make sure he's healthy and ready to go. We measured Bill and discovered that he had grown a foot since he was rescued.
Okay.
After Dr. Walsh gives the okay, Bill is hoisted onto a truck for the long ride home.
Let's get some slack.
Okay.
It's a 3-hour drive to Punta Gorda, Florida, where Bill will be released. During that time, we want to make sure he's as comfortable and calm as possible.
Watch your steps on these rocks here.
It takes 8 of us to carry Bill the final few steps to freedom.
Yeah, he's fine. Turn around. Let's roll, can't do.
Let's try to go as far deep out as we can and point it to the right.
Can we go out any deeper?
A little deeper.
You guys want to snorkel up front?
That's about it.
Dropping right here.
Okay, let's kind of point them off this way a little bit. Go! Drop it!
All right.
So long, Barnacle Bill. The true life tale of Bill is now complete, and with our help, it turned out to be a story with a happy ending. You can find more stories about manatees and other animals at your local library, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hey, don't touch that dial, because I'm Kenneth Neal, and I'm here to tell you about the cutest, sweetest little sea creatures you could ever meet. Manatees, and that's the name of this book. Manatees are sea mammals. They live along the coast of Florida. They're big and curious, so sometimes they get into trouble. If there's garbage in the water, they just have to check it out. If a boat goes by with a big dangerous propeller, they have to investigate. That's how they get hurt, and sometimes killed. I like manatees because they never hurt anyone. And they have big, goofy, lovable faces. If you're ever in Florida, don't just go to the beach. Check out the manatees. And while you're at it, check out this book.
10 Things I Know books are about animals, animals, and more animals. Let me tell you about them. These books help you appreciate animals, especially the ones that are endangered. My favorite book in the series was 10 Things I Know About Penguins. you might find out some things about penguins that you never knew before. Even though penguins are birds, do you know they can't fly? But when they're in the water, they are great swimmers. I really enjoyed the photographs. Aren't they cute? I'm Nisa Fajardo, and if you're an animal lover like me, then these books are for you.
Do you know any endangered animals? Before I read this book, I only knew that elephants were hunted for their ivory. But then I learned about other animals that need our help. In this book, will we miss them? I was surprised to find out that a sixth grader wrote this book. There are lots of facts about animals in danger. For example, the panda eats bamboo sticks. He has a special lining in his throat to protect him from bamboo splinters. Look at this whale spouting. The blue whale is the largest animal on Earth. I'm Catherine. Will we miss them reminds me that we need to save endangered species because all of the animals make our world more beautiful.
This is Florida's Chassahuitzka National Wildlife Refuge. Manatees swim through places like this where the water is warm, shallow, and filled with plants. Today, we're going to cross this marshland on our way to where some manatees live. And this is how we're going to get there. By airboat. You ready, Cameron?
I sure am.
Come on. An airboat glides over the water, so any animals swimming below us will be safe. The secret to this unusual boat is the giant fan. As the fan turns, it pushes out a stream of air and the boat moves forward. And it's so loud, ear protectors must be worn. The fins on an airboat move from side to side, so changing directions is a breeze. Wetlands with many rare and endangered animals. They need these wild places if they're to survive. A great ride, Cameron.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. Signs like this are a warning to boaters that this is a manatee area. They must slow down. When you see a sign like this up here, it often means that someone is having lunch down there.
Dream where everything lives free.
Manatees have lived on this earth for millions of years. But they won't survive much longer without our help. These gentle animals are dying so fast that they're in danger of disappearing forever. People are racing against time to save the manatees. And if we all work together, maybe, just maybe, this is a race we can win. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Sam the Sea Cow by Francine Jacobs, illustrated by Laura Kelly, published by Walker & Company, Incorporated. Manatees by Emily U. Lipthian, published by Children's Press. 10 Things I Know books, written by Wendy Wax and Della Rowland, with illustrations by Thomas Paine, published by Calico Books, an imprint of Contemporary Books, Incorporated. Will We Miss Them? Endangered Species by Alexandra Wright, illustrated by Marshall Peck III, published by Charles Bridge Publishing.